Does your health routine for the new year include eye care? Well, now that you can use your renewed vision benefits, it's easy to add it to the routine. Visit pearlvision.com and schedule exams for the whole family. They work with all major vision plans, including EyeMed, and they'll cover your cost of insurance, copay, or eye exam. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions apply. Taxes extra. See store for details. Ends 3/31/2023. Exams available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to Pearle Vision. Some doctors employed by Pearle Vision.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
There are a couple of stories I'm hoping don't fall out of news coverage, at least in the conservative ranks. And two of those stories are near and dear to my heart. The first one, of course, is the censorship that Newsmax TV is undergoing. For those of you who don't know, because there's a lot of disinformation out there, a lot of misinformation, and shame on AT&T for not telling the truth. As a matter of fact, there was I think they're regretting their decision, because here's the latest statement they're putting out to their subscribers, and that this is the full statement. DirecTV remains interested in bringing Newsmax back, which is something that's a relatively new invention, because basically this is what they said to Newsmax: we're not going to pay you anything, so get the hell out. You could stay, but we're not going to pay you anything. Here's the problem: they wanted to pay zero for the fourth most watched cable news channel on television, and they wanted to continue to pay exorbitant licensing fees to liberal channels that don't have the same size audience as Newsmax. So, and they're lying about it, because they're lying by omission, because here's their statement: our differences with Newsmax are economic, not political or ideological. Newsmax made unreasonable demands that would force DirecTV customers to fund the network's shift from a free nationwide streaming service to one that will require a paid TV subscription. Well, no, it will be on cable, in other words, or DirecTV. Since we would not agree to Newsmax's demand to pay them tens of millions of dollars in licensing fees, DirecTV was no longer permitted by Newsmax to air its content. Now, what they didn't tell you is DirecTV, AT&T's DirecTV, offered Newsmax $0. They didn't say that. They just said that we were asking for tens of millions of dollars. Here's what Newsmax was asking: for every one of your subscribers, which is estimated about 13 million, for every one of your subscribers, we'd like to have $1. That's all. $1 per subscriber. That's it. That's all we were asking. Now, what you all need to know is some of these left-wing channels with smaller audiences, they get paid more than Newsmax was asking right now, right? With smaller audiences. Do you know how much MSNBS gets paid? $8. $8 per subscriber. You know how much CNN gets paid? $12 per subscriber. Roughly $300 million to CNN every year from DirecTV. That if you're a DirecTV subscriber, you're paying that to CNN. And if you're a conservative or you're a Republican, you are funding left-wing propaganda. Funny how DirecTV didn't mention any of that. DirecTV is disappointed by Newsmax's position. We prefer Newsmax had never left and remained interested in bringing Newsmax back under the right financial terms. Well, okay. Those terms should be treating Newsmax fairly, giving Newsmax what we were asking, which isn't as much as you are already paying liberal news channels with much smaller audiences. So just treat us fairly. And I think the ask was more than fair. So this tells me that I think DirecTV knows they stepped in it. DirecTV knows they're on the wrong side of this. The other story I don't want to go away is the story about Beijing Biden's classified documents. Now, we've been talking a lot about the China balloon, and I think that Beijing Biden's classified documents and the China balloon are similar in this way. What did Biden do when he was caught in both instances? President Trump did the same thing. It's romper room at the White House, right? It's romper room at the Pentagon under these left-wing, know-nothing totalitarians who are having to come up and make up excuses as to why all the harm they're doing to the country is a good thing. And this is what liberals do whenever they get elected, right? Their first order of business is how can we spread a line of BS to the American people and convince them that what we're doing against their best interest is really for the greater good, is really for their own good. So I want to have a conversation. I sat down with the congressman, Congressman Clyde, about a week and a half ago. And I want you guys to hear how that conversation went on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Congressman Andrew Clyde represents the 9th Congressional District in the great state of Georgia, was one of the conservative rebels in the speaker fight. He served as a U.S. Navy officer for 28 years, which included 3 combat deployments to Kuwait and Iraq. And Congressman Clyde is a small business owner as well. Congressman, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Well, good morning, Chris. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Sir, it's big news out there, what's been going on with Newsmax, and not to toot our own horn, because this is just the latest domino to fall in the left wing's attack on free speech. There's a couple of ways I look at this, but I'm gonna put the first one up to you, which I think is the most poignant. AT&T and their which by the way owns 70% of Dish Network. AT&T takes taxpayer dollars in government contracts. Do you believe, as a sitting congressman, that a company that undertakes ideological bigotry, silencing, in this case, conservative voices, should be getting any government contracts?
You know, that's a great point. And I think maybe we should take a look at that. Because, you know, when you cancel conservative voices like this and you become partisan, you're a news outlet, I think that's a very serious issue. I think those who take DirecTV or have AT&T on their cell phones, or take AT&T as a service, should reevaluate that and say maybe we need to move to someone else. That's wrong. It's absolutely wrong for them to do this. You know, when the point is to silence a conservative voice.
Right. Well, you know, Congressman, pretty soon the only new so-called news outlets that people like you are going to have are CNN and MSNBC. At this rate, if this goes unchallenged, but I want to circle back around, because you know, I, as a taxpayer, we looked into some of these contracts. AT&T gets billions with a B, billions of dollars in taxpayer dollars flowing into their coffers, and then they turn around and say, "Well, we're going to give licensing fees to all of our liberal channel friends," but when Newsmax asked to be treated transparently and fairly commensurate with that payment schedule, we're going to give them zero because we just don't like conservatives. I 100% support AT&T being a left-wing company and being absolutely committed to socialism and communism and left-wing extremism. That is their right as a private company. However, they don't have the right to do it with taxpayer money. So I'm going to ask that again. Aside from looking at that, do you plan on calling AT&T and Dish Network saying that, that your office is going to re-examine some of these government contracts? Because if they're going to be this unfair and ideologically bigoted, that taxpayer dollars should not be flowing into these companies.
Well, I think that might be a great opportunity for the Oversight Committee to take a look and see where taxpayer dollars are going. Because, like you said, this is a big issue. And just like when you have federal agencies partnering with social media companies to cancel conservative voices, then and therefore indirectly violating the First Amendment, you know, there's an issue here. Mm-hmm. So is there a possibility that Congress could do that, could take a look at it? Sure. I think there's a possibility there. Maybe some letters that need to be sent to them to call them on the carpet and see what's really happening here.
And just
they did it to OAN last year,
yeah.
And now they're doing it to Newsmax this year. This is a trend. What's Fox News next? And then we have nothing?
Right, exactly. And so I think maybe the stand ought to be taken now. And don't forget Parler, Congressman. That was a multi-million dollar social media company that was shut down overnight over ideology. They shut it down, and it's because they control the infrastructure. And again, that's something else I believe Congress has got to look at. Folks, we're having a conversation with Congressman Andrew Clyde. He represents the 9th Congressional District in the great state of Georgia. Let's pivot, can we, to the classified documents scandal of Joe Biden, which, by the way, I think everybody concedes is a Democrat-on-Democrat thing because it's Democrat attorneys who are outing Joe Biden. And the only people that seem to be protecting Mr. Biden are these alphabet agencies from Treasury to the DOJ to the IRS to the FBI. And I'm going to get to that in a minute, but let's take this one step at a time. It looks like the charges pushed on Trump were just to blow smoke. So, and by the way, Pence, too, just to blow smoke and make this illusion that, hey, everybody takes classified information, so we've got to leave Joe Biden alone. It kind of looks like a wag the dog situation, doesn't it, Congressman?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a big difference between President Trump and Joe Biden, because what President Trump took, he has the authority to declassify.
Right.
President Biden, what he took and when he took it, according to what we are seeing, is when he was a senator, and he has no authority as a senator. When he was vice president, he has no authority as vice president to declassify. But President Trump has every authority that our country can offer to declassify documents. So that's a huge, huge difference between these different situations. And, you know, the news media just doesn't want to continue to mention that. And I think that's absolutely critical between these. You know, President Trump could very well have declassified every solitary thing that he had, and therefore he has nothing that is classified.
And even the Washington Post, of course, after the election, Congressman, even the left-leaning Washington Post had to admit that what President Trump had was mostly, quote, trophies or mementos. And that's why the FBI could go in and take pictures of all of it and then give it to CNN, which I don't think is protocol, but they did it because the FBI is compromised. And that's probably why the FBI isn't taking pictures of all of Joe Biden's classified documents and giving it to the media, because if they did, they would be in violation of the law. Is that fair?
That is very fair. And then also, you heard of the email that was on Hunter Biden's laptop that needs to be investigated, because it appears that that email would lead someone to believe that Hunter Biden, who does not have a security clearance whatsoever, but that he had access to classified material.
Oh, yeah.
And was using it to basically influence peddle and for profit. And that's a very, very grave situation right there that needs to be investigated. You know, the Biden crime family is the number one target of the Oversight Committee. And I firmly believe that Chairman Comer will get to the bottom of it, and that that we will see what actually has been going on with the Biden crime family.
Yeah, and not to mention the lawyers, all the Democrat Obama lawyers who are laying their eyes on all of this classified information that Biden illegally possessed and stored. They have no security clearances either, but the FBI is, oh, well, whatever. You know, we love Democrats, so we can allow them, people that don't have national security clearance, we can allow them access to all these documents. It's insane to me, Congressman. Congressman Andrew Clyde, representing the 9th Congressional District in Georgia, is our guest. You mentioned Hunter Biden, and I've been asking this of every lawmaker I've been talking to, Congressman. Hunter Biden was being paid by Communist China, our enemy, the ones who so benevolently imposed the pandemic on the world. They were paying Hunter Biden $49,910 a month to share office space because, you know, everybody around the world wants to share office space with Hunter Biden. It's like, it's my number one dream. I don't know about you. But then Hunter Biden, because he really is about as sharp as a marble, decided he would write a check in the exact same amount, $49,910 to Joe Biden and Jill, I'm sorry, Dr. Jill Biden, for rent of the Delaware house where all the classified documents were illegally stored. Congressman, this looks like payments from communist China paying off the leader of the Democrat Party.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, it doesn't get any better than this. You just can't make this sort of stuff up. when you see compromises like this, you know that investigations are ripe. And I'm glad that we have the majority in the House, and I'm glad that we have the subpoena power now. I'm glad that Jim Jordan is head of Judiciary, chairman of Judiciary, and Jamie Comer is chairman of Oversight, and that we have the weaponization committee that is under Judiciary that will have subpoena power as well to look at anything and everything where the Department of Justice is weaponized. So we are going to go after these folks. We are going to expose the corruption that we know is there. And it, you know, it really, really disturbs me that President Biden said that he has no regrets regarding his handling of classified documents. That's a really big point that needs to be broadcast across the country, because that's not right. He should have significant regrets because he has mishandled classified documents. He has not handled it properly.
Yeah, I have a lot of regrets about having Joe Biden where he's sitting right now. But don't blame me. I didn't vote for the guy. that leads me, Congressman, to the alphabet agencies that I made allusion to earlier. You've got the Department of Injustice. You've got the FBI. You've got the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury. Treasury is right now obstructing, will not allow Congress to see all of the red flags that they have documented, because we had systems in place that saw millions and millions and millions of overseas dollars going to Hunter Biden and to his uncle, and conceivably 10% for the big guy. They know about all this stuff. So the Treasury Department is hiding that information from Congress so we can't reveal the level to which the Biden crime family has betrayed this nation. The IRS will not audit Joe Biden, even though by Hunter's admission, Joe Biden and Jill Biden had $600,000 worth of undeclared income. That would earn you and me, Congressman, an immediate audit. But because they're Democrats, they don't get audited. And we've already gone through the DOJ and the FBI's double standards. Just like I don't want taxpayer money going to Dish Network and AT&T because they're unfair, I also don't want my taxpayer money going to these alphabet agencies, and not just those. There are several in the federal government, 4 million employees in the federal government. I don't want my taxpayer dollars funding Democrat organizations in the government. And isn't that right for me to not want that?
Oh, it absolutely is correct not to want that. I don't think any citizen wants that. And you're absolutely right about the Treasury Department. You know, they have issued over 150 suspicious activity reports regarding the Biden crime family. And we have two of them so far. And it's very interesting that the rules were changed by the Biden administration as soon as they came into power to not allow Congress to look at these suspicious activity reports. Before the Biden administration, we had total ability to look at any suspicious activity report. But we are going to, through subpoena, we are going to get these suspicious activity reports, because those reports will be the smoking gun that will show where all the payments have come from and who got them, and we will show the American people the extent of the corruption in the Biden crime family.
Last question. You know what 18 Republicans, including, I am sad to report to you, a man who pretends to be a senator from the great state of Texas, a guy by the name of John Cornyn, you know what they did to every one of you members of the House. Mitch McConnell stroked his chins thoughtfully and said that he would rather do business with socialists and Marxists to continue this gravy train to communist China rather than have the incoming House majority have a say on the spending for next fiscal year. So the next inflection point that you have is the debt ceiling. Can you tell this audience that you're going to do everything in your power and the Republican caucus will do everything in their power to tell Joe Biden he doesn't have the luxury of not negotiating because money generates and spending generates by the Constitution in the House of Representatives, and he will not be receiving a clean debt ceiling increase. There will be spending guardrails. We will defund the 87,000 goose-stepping armed IRS agents, and we will restore funding to border security. Can you assure us of that?
Well, I think the important thing here is that the president has said that he will not negotiate. Well, that just doesn't work. He is going to have to negotiate. It's only reasonable to negotiate. It's interesting that Mitch McConnell told Speaker McCarthy, you are now the lead, and the House is going to lead. Believe me, our budget is going to get smaller. We are going to become more fiscally responsible. These three-letter alphabet agencies are going to get smaller. I'm glad that I'm now on the Appropriations Committee. And we are going to hold this government accountable to the American people. And we are going to use the checkbook as the method to do it. If they refuse to give us the information that we need and we have demanded and we have a right to see, then their budgets are just going to get smaller. And that's just the way it is. That's the way you fight this kind of corruption.
Congressman, with your military service, I know you probably know Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA trained. He is the president of Project Sentinel, and they are formulating a restructuring plan that will put guardrails back in place that protect the Constitution and protect our rights from these, as you and I call them, the alphabet agencies who have been compromised by Democrat politics. He has a plan over there at Project Sentinel that they're formulating. So maybe you and your staff can pick their brains as to how to make the government the servant of the people once again, rather than the servant of the Democrat Party. So just want to give you a tip there.
Well, thank you very much. I think we did a fairly good job of beginning that trend to bring the government back into accountability to the American people during the speaker's race.
Yes,
and I think we're going to continue that fight.
Yes, you did. Congressman Andrew Clyde, folks, he has served this country in uniform. Now he serves in the Congress in the 9th Congressional District in Georgia. Sir, appreciate your service to the country and the time you carved out for us today.
Thank you very much, Chris. Great to be with you.
That'll do it here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Check out a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. That's TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. First, at Texas Scorecard, you're going to find all manner of cool news items that you don't get seen covered in a lot of the so-called mainstream press. They're important issues that the press has all but abandoned. The press has abandoned We the People. Texas Scorecard has not. ChrisSalcedo.com, that's where you can track down me, basically. I figured out how to book me for a speech, drop a voicemail, drop an email, or track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that. So you can hear it all over the country and the world. Also check out Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is preserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Does your health routine for the new year include eye care? Well, now that you can use your renewed vision benefits, it's easy to add it to the routine. Visit pearlvision.com and schedule exams for the whole family. They work with all major vision plans, including EyeMed, and they'll cover your cost of insurance, copay, or eye exam. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions apply. Taxes extra. See store for details. Ends 3/31/2023. Exams available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to Pearle Vision. Some doctors employed by Pearle Vision.